Hello, and welcome to the July and August edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. A lot's been happening in the past few months. We have a report on the 128th Convention, which was held in London in May, so if you didn't make it to London, then you can catch up on all that happened. We've also been planning the 129th Convention, which is due to take place in San Francisco from the 4th to the 8th of November, and there's a preview in this month's journal. Find out who's exhibiting what and begin to plan your trip to the audio industry's biggest event of the year. A couple of major international conferences are also coming up soon. There's a call for papers for the 41st International Conference in this month's edition. Audio for Games is the theme, following on from a highly successful event on the topic last year. Find out too about the 40th on the topic of spatial audio, taking place in Tokyo from the 8th to the 10th of October. Chaired by Toru Kamikawa and Kimio Hamasaki, two of the leading lights in multi-channel recording and technology, this conference continues a long AES tradition of international conferences on multi-channel sound started over 10 years ago in Finland. On a similar theme, staff writer Francis Rumsey's feature article this month is on time frequency processing of spatial audio. There's considerable research happening at the moment on different ways of splitting audio signals into small chunks, both in time and frequency. Once it's in this form, the sound information can be analyzed for its spatial content and reprocessed in a variety of ways for applications such as upmixing and downmixing. Two papers and two engineering reports make up the front part of this edition of the journal. Vesa Valimaki and his colleagues describe a parametric model designed to emulate spring reverberation. It enables parameters such as delay time, chirp shape, and decay rate to be adjusted using modern digital signal processing. Danielle Barchesi and Josh Rice, on the other hand, show how reverse engineering can be used to retrieve the mixing parameters used to make a recording. They describe two algorithms based on least squares optimization that allow the parameters of time-invariant processes such as gains, delays, panning, and filtering to be estimated efficiently. Extending the frequency response of a closed-box loudspeaker using a series capacitor is the topic of an engineering report by loudspeaker veteran Neville Tyler. Tyler shows how this leads to the possibility for a smaller enclosure and protection against excessive voice coil excursion, as well as offering a design procedure that allows the resulting transfer function to be optimized for group delay, frequency response, and cone excursion. Mingxian Bai and Yu Chi Kuo tackle the problem of how to optimize the design of a Bluetooth earphone. Their design process uses a simulated annealing algorithm and a lumped parameter model which can predict the frequency response. Experimental results are shown that indicate it is possible to meet 3GPP2 standards. Speaking of standards, there's a lot of standards news in this month's issue, including information about the recording of data for bitrate reduction, life expectancy of MO discs and recordable CD, magnetic tape pair, and loudspeaker modeling. This summer, we mourned the loss of three great audio engineers, and the journal carries obituaries of them. Bill Porter was the sound engineer for many of Elvis's greatest hits, mixing Are You Lonesome Tonight and It's Now or Never in the early 60s. Fritz Sennheiser was the founder of the well-known transducer manufacturer, having died recently at the ripe old age of 98. While M.L. Torek had been CBS's vice president for audio technology and a multiple award holder of the Audio Engineering Society. You can catch up on education news from the chair of the Education Committee, Alex Gase, as well as pick up news of the AES section activities around the globe. All this and more in the bumper July and August issue of Journal of the Audio Engineering Society. We always welcome new members to the Society. To join, visit www.aes.org/join. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. Thanks for listening.